Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, June 14th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. The European Commission has made a formal antitrust complaint against Google's ad business, claiming the company has abused its dominant position in the digital ad market. In a preliminary opinion, the EC says Google may have no choice but to sell off parts of its business if it's found guilty. The EC has already fined Google three times in prior antitrust cases. Google can now reply in writing and request a hearing. Then the commission has to decide whether or not Google has broken antitrust law. And if found guilty, the company can be fined up to 10% of its global sales, along with being required to change various parts of its business. Monday afternoon, Reddit CEO Steve Huffman addressed the issue of more than 8,000 subreddits going dark in protest of the company's API price hikes. In an internal memo to staff seen by The Verge, Huffman told employees to block out the noise and that the issue will eventually pass. He also said the blackout hasn't had significant revenue impact despite there being a lot of noise around the issue and said, quote, "We absolutely must ship what we said we would. The only long-term solution is improving our product. And in the short term, we have a few upcoming critical mod tool launches we need to nail." Huffman also warned employees about wearing company gear in public. The Verge's Jay Peters also notes that the Reddit blackouts have affected Google search results. A popular way to search in Google is by appending Reddit to a query, but clicking through is returning a message saying that the subreddit is private, at least a lot more than a couple days ago. Reddit links also often sit at the top of search results, even without specifically searching within Reddit. So the issue may be pretty widespread and continue as long as some subreddits stay dark. This year's Reuters Institute Digital News Report shows an uptick in news content being consumed through platforms such as TikTok over legacy media like newspapers and television. Using average data across the 46 countries that were surveyed in the annual report, the findings also show that search and other aggregators increased slightly over time. Younger users are less likely to go directly to a news site or app and more likely to use social media. However, in all age groups, Facebook is declining as a source of news. Only 28% surveyed say that they access news that way in 2023, compared with 42% in 2016. TikTok is, unsurprisingly, growing the fastest, being used by 44% of 18 through 24-year-olds in general, and by 20% for news, with the heaviest use in parts of Asia, Latin America, and Africa. The European Union is closer to passing one of the first major laws to regulate artificial intelligence. The EU's European Parliament, which represents 27 countries, passed a draft law known as the AI Act, which would put new restrictions on facial recognition software and require makers of AI systems like ChatGPT to be more transparent about the data that they use to create their programs. A final version of the law likely won't pass until later this year. Amazon Web Services, or AWS, is the world's biggest cloud computing provider. So it's significant that during an AMD event, an Amazon exec said that the company is considering using MI300 AI chips from AMD. Dave Brown, who is vice president of Elastic Compute Cloud at Amazon, tells Reuters the company hasn't made a final decision yet, but that AWS declined to work with NVIDIA on its DGX cloud offering. AWS has been selling NVIDIA's H100 chip since March, but as part of systems of its own design. Vodafone and CK Hutchison have agreed to merge their UK mobile businesses in a deal that would create the biggest wireless company in the country if regulators approve it. The deal would have Vodafone owning 51% of the new company, and CK Hutchison, which is based in Hong Kong and operates three in the UK, owning the other 49. Vodafone would have the right to acquire the entirety after 3 years if the merged business reached a value of $20.9 billion, including debt. The companies say they expect to close the deal before the end of next year. Google is now offering an at-a-glance complication on the Pixel Watch if you choose the rectangular complication slot of the Modular 2 or Modular 3 layouts of the utility watch face or a third-party watch face. By choosing Allow Assistant to Access Your Calendar, you'll get a day and date with an icon for the current weather condition and temperature and will likely be able to show upcoming events with a countdown as well. 9to5 Google notes that at-a-glance was not part of the June 2023 Pixel feature drop, where Google Assistant for Wear OS added Italian, Portuguese, Swedish, Polish, and Spanish support. Finally, OpenAI released new versions of GPT 3.5 Turbo and GPT-4, including a capability called function calling. The company explained in a blog post that functional calling lets developers describe programming functions to GPT 3.5 Turbo and GPT-4, and then have the models create code to execute those functions. This can help create chatbots that answer questions by calling external tools, convert natural language into database queries, and pull structured data from text. OpenAI also announced it's reducing pricing for the original GPT 3.5 Turbo by 25% and for text embedding Ada 002, an OpenAI text embedding model. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.